This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. NPR's David Greene is out on the road doing his Take Me to Your Leader tour. You've probably heard about it by now. He began in Chicago, Barack Obama's hometown, and he'll end up in Phoenix, John McCain's hometown. Along the way, he is asking people who they look to for leadership in their lives and just what that word means to them. Hi, David.
Hey, Madeline.
Okay, tell us about some of the characters you've met so far.
Well, I've landed in St. Louis, and I'm just sitting in this lovely shady spot by the base of the arch and keeping some ducks away from my laptop at the moment. But we crossed the river from Illinois last night, and in Grafton, Illinois, this little river town, we made a stop at a fish stand, O'Jan's Fish Stand, and ordered up some food. Take a little listen here.
There's your frog legs and your catfish fritters.
So that was Linda Drainer, and she gave us catfish fritters and frog legs, which we were curious to know where they were from, and they were actually from China, she told us. But so Linda is a soybean farmer who also serves up frog legs at this fish hut. And, you know, we started talking, and I asked her how things have been going. She said it's been tough times for a farmer in western Illinois. You know, they had a flood over the summer, and the economy has been pretty rough. And I just asked Linda, you know, do you look to politicians? Do you look to some of the policies that are being talked about to help you? And here's what she told me.
That's a tough question. I really don't go outside of my home for that leadership. I find that in my husband and within myself and my faith and my religion. I don't look beyond that. I was taught to make it on your own. You know, you do what you have to do to make it on your own, and you don't ask for help or a handout or whatever. If you have to work two jobs, you work two jobs.
Now, I should say, Madeline, Linda did say she is into politics, and she is watching the conventions when she can.
Uh-huh. And so, but she's not really saying that Barack Obama or John McCain, these are my leaders, these are the ideal leaders.
No, she likes Barack Obama. She likes the idea of change. She also said that, you know, she's pro-life, which sort of draws her a bit to John McCain, but she thinks she would vote for Barack Obama, but when it comes to her life, I mean, she turns to her husband and turns to sort of looking inward to figure out how to survive.
Mm-hmm. And just let's get back to those frog legs. What did they taste like?
They were salty.
Okay, who else did you meet?
Well, we got after finishing up these frog legs and catfish, we got on this great little ferry that only fits, I don't know, maybe a dozen cars or so, and we're crossing the Mississippi River, and this is the guy who greeted us on the boat.
I'm the captain. I've got my trainee up there in the boat today. It's too nice to be stuck up there, so I come down here and mingle.
That's Kevin Noley, and he was talking to me through my car window as we're floating along there. And, you know, I asked him the same sort of question. I said, are you paying attention to the conventions? You know, what do the presidential candidates mean to you? And here's what he said to me.
I'm just on none of the above so far as the election goes. It's just not looking so hot this year. You know, take my guns, kill babies. I'm not in for either of them, and they either do both or one or the other. So,
who do you look up to, if not John McCain or Barack Obama, like...
Being a hunting fanatic, I'd have to say Ted Nugent, but he's not really my idol. I'd have to say Jesus, because he's the man.
Ted Nugent?
Nugent for president. What do you think?
So, Ted Nugent or Jesus for president? That would be quite a ticket.
Good ticket. Probably not a ticket that's coming up out in Denver right now, so I'm hearing some different things.
Okay, so David, so far, what are your impressions about, you know, the road out there, the people you've met, what it's like in the heartland?
Well, you know, it's funny. I expected to be at the convention until we came up with this trip a couple months ago. And, you know, I know at the convention it's all politics, and it's certainly an important event. But it's a reality check being out here. I mean, I was in St. Louis last night on the landing down by the Mississippi River while the convention is going on, and a lot of people are watching it. People interested but not obsessed yet. We'll see, though, what happens if the election gets closer.
Eating frog legs, listening to Ted Nugent, NPR's David Greene, out on the road. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Madeline.
Hey, if you know someone David ought to meet out there, you can write him with your suggestion at meetyourleaders@npr.org. Meetyourleaders@npr.org.